Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in book, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us for what's going to be a great hour here on our program today. We have two amazing guests that are coming up. Glad you all could join us for it. We're going to kick things off by speaking to artist Phil French. He's making his first appearance on our show to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to literally share it with the world. He's celebrating the release of a new project called Everlasting. You guys will actually be hearing a single from that project a little bit later, so we definitely want to look forward to that. For those joining us on the radio side of our program, and we have a great opera singer that's joining us at the bottom of the hour. Recording artist Bree Cooper is going to be back with us today to talk to us not only about how she's introducing opera to a new audience, but also through her new project, the Flimp Series, how you guys are going to be able to not only hear music from her, but also to hear the story as well. You guys are going to be hearing her new single on our program today. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Again, it's going to be a great hour for you guys joining us on the radio side. For those joining us online, we have another great segment coming up for you guys. But hello to you, Phil, and welcome to the program.
How you doing today, sir?
Hey, doing really good. Glad to have you on with us. As I said, congratulations to you on the new project, Everlasting. We'll be hearing a single from that a little bit later. But, Phil, you know, you are one of these artists that are able to not only to do what you love, that being able to create music, but also to be able to have various audiences that are able to enjoy your music. What has it been like for you to be able to share your gift with all of us?
Man, I consider myself to be God's universal treat to everybody. From a ministry perspective, from a song entertainment perspective, I believe that my music transcends genres of music. So, I mean, I could go to a church and be effective in ministry, and I could pick that same song and go to a club and we can groove with it, and the jazz enthusiasts love it. And at the same time, it has a nice little R&B flavor to a lot of what we do, you know, a nice urban feel. So, that, you know, the R&B enthusiasts really can communicate what we do, understand what we do by the way our songs it just works for all three platforms.
Right, exactly. So let me ask you this. Have you always realized, Phil, that music had that power? Because we talk about on this program all the time about how music, I think, is for many people a universal language, no matter where you may be in the world. Have you always known that power?
Yeah, I've known at an early age, you know, no matter where you are, what ethnic background you are, good music just transcends and supersedes racial barriers, religious barriers, cultural differences. Good music is just goodmusic.com. It's just good music. It works for everybody.
Right. Exactly. I think that is one of the great things about it. So take us back a little bit, Phil. As I mentioned, this is your first time on our program. When did you first realize that music is one of those things that you wanted to do with your life?
Well, if you ever read my bio, if people read my bio, they'll understand that I've been playing all my life since the age of 10. But it really hit me that I really wanted to do this. I was probably around the age of 19, 18, and I was in the military. And the only thing that really kept me and gave me peace while I was in the military was my music.
Mm-hmm.
And I told myself, when I get out, I'm really going to pursue this thing. And I was fortunate to link up with some gospel groups, and then I connected with Yolanda Adams shortly after my time out of the military. And from there, it really hit in stone that, yeah, this is what I really want to do.
Yeah.
For life. Yeah.
When it comes to music, though, I think one of the interesting things, we were talking about how it is universal, but I think one of the things that artists, you know, in particular, I think, sometimes struggle with, and I'm curious as to your thoughts about this, Phil, and that is being able to find their own voice, being able to find their own lane. You know, it's one thing to appreciate music. It's another thing to be able to create something that people know to be yours. You know, how has that journey been for you to not only create your own sound and share that, but also to be true to that sound?
Well, it's kind of funny you say that. I was trained classically. I'm a classically trained saxophonist, not a jazz trained saxophonist. But I love jazz. So I started playing jazz, you know, and I grew up in a church playing in church with my classical training. And so it's a different voice. You know, I'm a strong melody guy. You know, my music contains strong melody. So when people hear my music, it's like, okay, man, it's like you're singing. It's not like you're playing jazz. It's like you're just singing a song, you know, that's made specifically for you. How do you do that, you know? And it's, and I, over time, I mean, you know, guys that I knew that were better than me from a technical aspect, they were just admiring my voice. And I said, wow, you know, I got my own voice. That's my voice. I have to maintain my voice. And that's what I've done over the years, is continue my voice, what the Lord has given me. And I communicate what I feel, you know, through my voice. You know, I play my style. I don't try to imitate. Much as I love Kirk Whelan, I love Gerald Albright. Gerald Albright is probably my favorite saxophonist. Him and Grover Washington, and I love those guys. Those are my favorite too. And but I have to be Phil, you know, because if not, you'll be what you call a hypocrite.
Right.
You'll just be a copycat, you know. You'll be, you know, copycat plagiarism. I call it music plagiarism. So you have to be yourself, you know. You don't want to. I don't want to be Kirk. Oh, you sound just like Kirk, or you sound just like Kenny G. I want people to hear that. Oh, that's Phil French. That's Phil French saying, telling his story, you know. So I've been true to that over the years, and, you know, God has been faithful and honored and blessing it at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I think that's one of the things that people are definitely able to see. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with Phil French. We're talking to him not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you and to see the way that people have responded. Now, as we were just talking about finding that voice, I think the other thing that goes hand in hand with that, Phil, is having the courage to share it. Because, you know, there are so many times that people will try to tell us what we can and cannot do. You know, even though music has been a part of your life for so long, have you always had the courage in it to share it with others?
Well, I guess stage fright, you know, and that type of thing comes, you have to get, you know, I guess you're never not nervous, you know, at all. You know, you always have, there's always some apprehension. But one good thing is, you know, growing up in the church, you know, I was able to play solos in church, and I got comfortable being in front of people at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
Though not cocky, you know, still humble, you know, but I still was comfortable talking to people. So I've been blessed for that avenue, being able to talk in front of people and not get nervous, not put your nerves all in a bunch and that type of thing.
Okay. So then let's talk about the audience. We talked about you and, you know, your own love of music, how that has developed. I mean, you have been able to develop your own audience, your own following. You know, what has that been like for you, to see the way that people are not only being able to not only appreciate your voice, feel, but also be interested in being able to supporting that voice?
That's been the mind-blowing thing for me, is that people really like it. They love my music, and everybody hears it, likes it, they want it, and we just, you know, it's just a matter of us just creating this avalanche of Phil French followers. People, they just like it. I mean, and they like you, and once they like you, they like you, and they follow you and support your music, and it's just a blessing to have people that really want to, that legitimately want to support your music, and they like, and it's a blessing. Sometimes you don't realize the songs you're writing, how it affects people, man, and not. And it calms people. It makes them happy. It just puts them in the mood to do good, positive things, and to keep them from doing bad things. So I'm just so happy and honored that people really enjoy the Phil French experience and the ministry that comes through me.
And that is one of the great things about it. So let's get into the Project Everlasting. As you said, that is the new thing, you know, that people are able to support. We'll be telling our listeners a little bit later how they can be able to find out more information about it themselves, as well as, of course, to be able to support it. How did this project come about, Phil?
Wow, this project has been really in the making for over 20 years.
Wow.
My longtime friend, Terrence Richburg, we've been trying to coordinate and do meet for years, but it just never seemed to work out. I guess the different phases of life we both were in, it didn't work out, and the time was just right for us to get together and do some music. He had this song that he wrote like 20-some years ago. We did something at an HIV benefit in Washington, D.C., a BE-sponsored event, and I asked him about that song because I was doing a project, you know, doing another project, you know, trying to work on my 7th CD, and he said, yeah, man, I got some more stuff, too. Then he let me hear all this other stuff. I said, man, we need to do this stuff together. And he said, are you serious? I said, yeah, man, I'm serious as a heart attack. I'm serious as a brother legging fried chicken, man. And we both laughed about it, but we both serious about it. So he sent me music, man, and next thing you know, man, we partnered up to do this CD, Phil French Everlasting featuring Terrence Richburg, man. It's an awesome project.
The single that we're going to be able to hear here is called I Won't Let Go. What can you tell us about this particular single?
Wow, this song is a universal tune. From a spiritual perspective, though, you know, being Christians, we understand that we won't let go of the promises of God. God's promises are yea and amen. And from a relationship point of view, our love for each other should be so everlasting. We should never let go of our relationships and our love for one another. It should just be a relationship that's going to last forever.
Yeah. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it yet, here is a Phil French from the project
Phil
Everlasting.
Jackson, wow.
Yeah,
he is my favorite coach, though.
Okay, Phil French from the project Everlasting. Here is I Won't Let Go. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Phil right after this. Make sure you guys stay with us.
Thank you.
There you have Phil French with I Won't Let Go from his new project, Everlasting. Phil, I got it right this time. Phil is actually joining us live today, talking with us not only about his own love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. So, Phil, you know, when it comes to the project Everlasting, you said this is something that's been in the work for quite some time. When people hear it, what do you hope they're able to take away from it?
First of all, I want them to hear a spirit of excellence from top to bottom, you know, quality music and quality time. I want them to feel like they've made a fantastic investment by supporting us and purchasing this product. In this digital domain age, we've seen such a deterioration in quality music. You know, so we're just trying to represent a standard of excellence with our music and the presentation from audio to the visual aspect of it. And we just want them to be, wow, this is a great project, man. I want them to listen to this song forever. Yeah. I want our music to last forever. I don't want our music to just be a quick phase in and out. I want this music to, my desire for this music and prayer for this music to last, to be everlasting, just like the title cut says, everlasting.
Right.
Well, me and Terrence, we'd never do another project again. This project will be on the charts. It'll be something to reckon with forever.
Right. Well, I think that's one of the great things about music, man, and also about, you know, about people and their loyalty to great music. And I think that's what you've been able to provide here. Again, everyone, Phil French has been our guest today, talking with us not only about his journey to being able to create his own sound, but now, of course, being able to share that sound with all of you. The new project, as we just said, is called Everlasting. Phil, how can our listeners stay connected with you as well as find out how they can support the project?
Wow. Everyone can support the project, you know, by the traditional digital retail means, of course, on iTunes, CD Baby. We offer it for direct autograph purchasing through Richescape. You can find us on Facebook for those links. You can purchase it that way, philfrench.com. It's just so many ways, but traditionally iTunes and CD Baby, you better get your copies. Both physical and digital downloads.
So make sure you guys take advantage of that. I noticed on CDBaby.com, Phil, of course, they can buy the individual singles there as well, being able to be able to get the entire project as well. Again, the entire project is called Everlasting. If you enjoyed that single you guys heard here, you guys will be able to get that on the project, both as the sax version as well as the version that you guys heard there with the vocals as well. Phil, I keep wanting to call you Phil Jackson. Phil Frick.
Hey, man, you must go send me back to L.A. to help out my liquors or something, man.
Look, I guess it's been buzzing around here, but philfrench.com is the website for you guys to be able to go to. And we've actually tagged Phil on social media sites as well, so you guys can easily find him there. Phil, congratulations to you on the project. We really appreciate the
Thank
time
you
today,
so much, man. Sir. Oh, man, it's an honor and a privilege, man, to come and come on your show, man. We thank you for having us, man. Call us anytime.
All right, we appreciate that. We'll definitely do that. Again, everyone, Phil French, the recording artist, has been our guest today. Make sure you guys get his album, Everlasting. As we said, it is available, of course, through your online retailers. Of course, they have it at CDBaby.com, one of our friends here at Conversations Live. You guys can definitely make sure you guys support it there. Now, if you came in late and you're joining us online and missed part of the show, don't worry about it, because our online friends have made it easy for you guys to catch the replay. You can find the link on our social media sites at Facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. As I just said, we tagged Phil on both, so you guys can easily be able to follow him as well, stay connected with him, and then, of course, be able to get the project. If you guys are joining us on the radio side of our show, this hour is probably going to be replaying later on either today or tomorrow, so you guys can always check with the radio station that you're listening to see when you can be able to hear it again. For our radio listeners, you guys stay with us. There's more Conversations Live to come, so make sure you guys do stay where you are. For online listeners, until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.